This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance, and we are talking Ant-Man and the Wasp. We've talked about it for the last few days, and I got to go see it, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it. We'll get into our spoiler-free review in a minute, but this movie, it's in my top five already for Marvel movies. Probably four or five, you know, for those of you who you're curious. Number one's Infinity War, two is Civil War, three is Ultron, four and five, Homecoming and Ant-Man and Wasp kind of swap back and forth. But a quick recap of the original Ant-Man and, you know, how we got here, which they just jumped into it with a few references. But in the original Ant-Man, you know, you saw Paul Rudd as Scott Lang steal Michael Douglas, who's Hank Pym, his suit, and Pym, you know, catches him, and then they proceed to fight crime together, and it ends with a kind of happily ever after. I mean, he rescues his daughter from Yellow Jacket and everything, and he makes a deal to where Scott doesn't go to prison thanks to his ex-wife's new husband being in law enforcement and stuff, which I wish he would get like a promotion to S.H.I.E.L.D. I know S.H.I.E.L.D.'s kind of not around anymore, but it'd be A-okay to see something with that. And then that's pretty much it. That's about the end of it. And then we would later see him in Civil War, where he joins with Captain America, which in the movie ends up being the wrong side, and so he gets arrested. And then here we have Ant-Man and Wasp. So in this film, it picks up with Scott, who's Paul Rudd. He's under house arrest because of everything went down in Civil War. And you find out really quick that he's harassed by the FBI a lot. Randall Park plays like the main FBI agent. He's Scott's parole officer, and he's delightful. Randall Park is the main guy on Fresh Off the Boat, which I'll be honest, I haven't watched, but I'm going to catch up now because he was just amazing and awesome in this. He's also going to be an Ant-Man, so big year for him. But, you know, you figure out that not only is he under house arrest, but Michael Douglas and Evangeline Lilly's characters are on the run from the law as well. They're considered fugitives because it was their technology that he was using and everything. Meanwhile, their supporting guys, which is Michael Pena, T.I., and who's that other guy? David Dasmalchian. They're, you know, the rest of his gang, and they're starting up a security company called X-Con. Which was really a neat little plot and let them do stuff. The rest of the cast, you know, Judy Greer and Bobby Cannavale, they come back, but they don't do a whole lot, really. Their purpose there is to establish that sense of family. And you have Cassie in it again. Again, they just kind of serve as Scott's a good guy. He has a family. People love him. He's not just this thief. And as, you know, the movie keeps going on, Scott's having these visions that sync up with Janet Van Dyne, the original Wasp, who's Michelle Pfeiffer. And he calls Hank and says, hey, blah, 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 having these crazy dreams. So they come and get him. And we learn that Hank and Hope have been illegally buying, or not illegal, just kind of on the black market. So yeah, I guess it is illegal. But getting these devices to create something to go, a quantum tunnel that will go back into the quantum realm and allow them to get Janet back out. And the guy that they're using is a guy named Sonny Birch, who's played by Walt Goggins. And if and he's kind of the bad guy of the movie. I love Walt Goggins. If I had a complaint about this movie, it would be that they didn't use him enough. You know, he's kind of cool in it, but he could have been so much more. Because we also meet Ghost, Ava Starr, who is kind of the villain too. There's a lot of kind of villains, but not really villains, but all sorts of things. She has this disease. It's a quantum entanglement type thing. Her molecules are unstable and she's constantly phasing. And so she's trying to use the technology to heal herself. And then, so if you listen to the show, you know I don't watch a whole lot of trailers. I just, it's not what I do. I don't like them. So I didn't know that Lawrence Fishburne was in this movie. I knew Michelle Pfeiffer and Michael Douglas were, but Lawrence Fishburne is Bill Foster, which when they said that, they were like, oh, well, we'll go talk to Bill Foster. I went crazy because he's the guy who plays Goliath in the comics. And he does an amazing job. He is the perfect foil for Michael Douglas. I mean, the way they described it was kind of how what like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates were. They're both these genius guys who at the end of the day are kind of friends, but they're not. They kind of resent each other and everything. And Lawrence Fishburne was awesome. Him and Scott have a really fun scene where they're just talking about how annoying and crotchety Michael Douglas as Hank Pym is, and it's wonderful. As the rest of the story goes on, there's a lot of, they're trying to fight the villains while also fake that Scott is, you know, isn't breaking his house arrest and trying to do all that. And it's just wonderful. There's some really great heartfelt moments that are really sweet. Some great funny moments. Wonderful, wonderful action scenes. Everybody on the network, you know, we've been complaining, or not complaining, but noticed how Infinity War and Black Panther and, you know, even Ragnar, the last few movies, they've gotten a little lax on their special effects. Well, not this one. This one has some of the best special effects that we have seen. And yeah, I give it, I mean, 9 out of 10. It is wonderful. I'll probably go see it again. It's really good. Stick around for the mid-credit scene. It's maybe the best mid-credit scene that Marvel's ever had. The post-credit scene, Derek over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, really enjoyed it. And when he explained why, I kind of agree. But it's, I have some issues with it. That gets into spoilers, so we won't talk about that for a while. But either way, you know, don't get up in the, I hate when people get up in a Marvel movie. It's like, you know there's going to be scenes. And it's phenomenal. Go see it. It's already made its budget back, which is great. I think, you know, it's not that they expected it to not do well, but it's doing better than they thought it was going to be. So it's wonderful. It balances this huge cast. I mean, because if you look at the poster, there's all those people, and that's not even all of them. There's still more, you know, probably 10 or so people in this movie. And they all get cool little moments, even the henchmen and things. So I can't recommend this movie enough. It's the perfect foil, perfect counter to the heaviness that was Infinity War. So go see it, go check it out, and let us know what you think. You can let us know either the comments here below on SoundCloud or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're everywhere. Just look for the Night Nerd. You can even email us. I mean, everybody has an email, so I shouldn't be too proud about that. But nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Check that out. I'd love to talk to everybody. And make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you get not only the Night Nerd, but you also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Like I said, like I always say, there's so many amazing things going on the network. But that's going to be it for us. Thank you all so much for listening. Go see Ant-Man and Wasp. I'm Lance, and we'll see you next time.